So obviously there's a lot of work in the show. There are 40 artists, and you know, some of this work Lorenzo brought to my attention and I really loved it, and some of the work I brought to Lorenzo's attention, vice versa. Some of this work definitely we saw in museum or gallery shows, but a lot of the work we also saw in a completely different context, and some of that was really interesting. So if I can just give one example, which I was not necessarily expecting to have in the show, so I was very surprised, but it was also a nice surprise, is this group, The Critical Voice, which is an artist collective based in New York. And they're actually a group of artists who work in various medium. Some of them paint, some of them do photography. But about 4 years ago, they stopped or reduced making art in their studio and started doing direct political action. So one of them was a painter. She stopped painting. They started doing these things. And what they were basically focusing on is the current U.S. administration's war on terror. And they would do very direct street interventions. Like they made this huge, actually they made the flag, which is the peace flag, like the Italian Pace flag. But they made an American version and they started putting that up in houses in Brooklyn. You know, it was not defined as art, within quotes. They were just doing it. They started doing various projects like that were all very public. They did this project, which was very popular, which was they made a t-shirt which had an Arabic phrase, and underneath it had the phrase, "We will not be silent in English." And that t-shirt was being given out, and people would say, "What are you not being silent about?" And it could really be whatever you wanted to think. The t-shirt became really famous because JetBlue Airlines, which is, of course, very cheap airlines, and if you're flying from New York to California, it's one of the cheaper routes, basically stopped an Iraqi-American activist who was trying to get on the plane wearing the t-shirt. And they said, no, you have to change the t-shirt. So it became this huge thing, free speech. All the international media picked it up. You know, JetBlue did not apologize. But when these artists who made the t-shirts then got onto the same plane wearing the same t-shirt, they were not stopped. And they were white American women. So people were saying, well, obviously there's a race issue because here's the Iraqi guy not being allowed on, etc. And at one point I was having a conversation with them and I was saying, you know, so are you making work? Are you making artwork? Or is that kind of on hold? And one of them said, well, this is our artwork too. I don't consider this separate. You know, this is part of that. And they're absolutely right. And it took me a second to realize that. And I said, well, why isn't a t-shirt project? Of course, it's an art intervention as well. And so we were very involved. You know, we were looking at their work. And, you know, then I proposed it to Lorenzo. And now it's here in a quote-unquote art context, you know. So here it's going to be a little strange because instead of being on bodies, they'll be on mannequins in a museum, in a contemporary art center. And, you know, people will look at it and they'll walk away, you know. This is not the way it usually is. Usually what they're doing is they're giving out the t-shirts or they're selling them. They're really dynamic excited about the project. So last time I saw them was in Central Park in New York for a concert, and there was a group of us, all of us wearing the t-shirt, and they were standing there, and people would come up to us and say, what are these t-shirts about? Then you would start all these conversations, and people would notice because there'd be a group of 20 people all wearing the same black t-shirt. Then people would come, and then there'd be a very interesting conversation, you know, do you sell these? You know, Laurie, one of the women in the group, would say, no, I give it away for free, but, you know, we give it away for free, but if you want to donate, it helps to print more, et cetera, et cetera. It's very much about human conversation. And then, you know, what is this for? Why is it in Arabic? You know, what are you not being silent about? You know, well, it's whatever you don't want to be silent about. Various people took it in various ways. At that time, the Lebanon War was going on. So it was actually a very important symbol. And I actually thought to myself, this is people using their bodies as their canvas and taking it into a live physical context. And being not afraid to embrace politics directly. And I think that's why this project is very successful. At the same time, I think it's really important to bring it here because I think it will start other people thinking in a different way. You know, I hope that some artists will, you know, come to the show and think, oh, I don't just have to be making work in my studio. You know, I can be, you know, the streets are our canvas too. I mean, I think one of the things that always really excites me is street graffiti and street stencils and street paintings, anonymous, whatever, posters, you know, or people even taking posters and putting other things on top of them to change the meanings, et cetera, et cetera. Those are also very interesting forms. And I think we wanted to you know, celebrate and acknowledge those forms as well. So I was very excited that that kind of work was in the show.